Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Brachos, daf nun aleph amin beis. The Gemara on the bottom of nun aleph amin aleph, the Gemara breaks down the different inyanim of chashivas for kaisha bracha. Gemara brings asara dvarim. Rabbi Yechon says inon ela arba. And one of the things mentioned is the halacha of chai, that a kaisha bracha has to be chai. The simple pshat, the shaynim assume, the chai would mean that it's not mozug. Chai means yayin chai. Yayin chai means yayin. It's not mozug. It's not added water. Yayin chai. So Rashi already speaks out that it does not mean that you use yayin chai for a kosher bracha. For either you have to be mozug it. The shaynim ask it as a question from the Gemara we had learned earlier at Dafnuna Mebeis, that even though the Chachamim hold that Yayin Chai, you can make a Bari Priya Gafin, but the Gemara brings down a memra from Rabbi Yisrael Reb Chanina, Am Rabbi Yisrael Reb Chanina, Moidim Chachamim Narim Blazeb, Kaishal Bracha, Sheva Baruch Olav, Achi Yitin and Seichim Mayim. And the Gemara explains, Am Rav Oishia, Be'inan Mitzah Min Amuvchar, that Kaishal Bracha is Bechayiv, that it should be something that's Min Amuvchar, should it be Yayin Chai, that's not Roy, as much L'shtiyah. Therefore, Rashi explains what does Agamar mean when it says Chai. So Rashi says two pshatim. The first pshat Rashi says that you put the Yayin Chai in the Kais. You got first mozug it in a different place and then pour into the Kais Yayin Mozug. It's Chashivas that you should put the Yayin Chai in the Kais and then you add the water. And Rashi's second pshat, which the Ramad Sevakuf Pei Gil brings the Halacha, the halacha is chai belaz frishk lavia menachavis l'shmoi. The shaydim amaz, but it means to say that it shouldn't sit in a cup. It should go straight from the chavis directly right now. I should be yad, put it into the kais. The chavis is where the yayin stays. It should be fresh. The yayin should be fresh. If it sits in a cup, it gets a little bakulko, it gets a little old. In the chavis, that's where the place of the yayin stays good over there. And then I take the chavis and I pour it straight into my kosher bracha and I use it right away. That should be fresh yayin. That's what it means, chai. Tosfos, earlier on in Daf Nun Beis and the Rebaschal Moedim, Tosfos also has his kashal chayra, had two gemaras from Nun Beis to Nun Aleph Amid Aleph. And he brings Rashi's pshatim and then he says a third pshat. He says a third pshat that chai is going on the kais, like we find that chai doesn't mean, chai can mean shalem, like we find by Gemara Makis, that chai is a lashon of shalem, that the kais should be a kais shalem, shouldn't be a broken kais. When we use a kais shabracha for a kais for kais shabracha, the kais should be a kais shalem. And Tosis and Shabbos that I involve in Beis the Remasel Kidei also brings this mahalach. And he says, he adds that the other things are also going on a kais. All the other milus over here, adocho, shtifa, a lot of other milus are going on the kais. So it makes a lot of sense to learn that the chai is not going on the yayin, the simple pshat that's going on the yayin, it's going on the kais. Now there's a fourth mahalach from the Rif, that the Rif learns up in the Gemara later on, a little further down the Amud at the bottom, all the way on the bottom of Nun Aleph Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Sheshes, Uve Birchas Ha'aretz. So Rashi explains that when you come to Birchas Ha'aretz, you moisif yayin to show the Shvach Ha'aretz, you moisif yayin onto the kais. And the Rif learns up, if it's a little different gear, so the Gemara, he learns up in this Gemara saying, it's good for coming to answer this problem, and it's coming to explain that you put the yayin chai in the kais, and when it comes to Birchas Ha'aretz, then you moisig it. Then that's when you moisig it, and the beer is to show the shvach of Eretz Yisrael that the yayin is so chazak that you have to add so much water to make it roy l'shtiyah. And that's the yishuv to the question. The Gemara by us it says chai means a til birchas haaretz, and the Gemara later on Nun Amud Beis it says you need a aim of kaisha bracha aim of varchalav until you put in mayim. That's the halacha that's talking about that the maisi not mavarch, but you have to go and pour in yayin. Pour in mayim to be moisig it, like the Gemara says, by Birchas Haaretz. And this is the Das HaRif, and this is the Shitas HaRambam, in Hilchos Brachos, in Perek Zayin, Halachat Esvav. The Rambam also learns like the Rif, and that's in the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, and Tzimukov Pegim. Now, Rabbeinu Yoinah and the Rosh both bring down this pshat from the Rif, and they both ask that l'chayra, the lashon of eimav varchim, that you don't make a bracha until you put in mayim, is not mashma that we're talking about that you put in the mayim later. It's mashma right away in the tchilas ha-birchas ha-mazin. It has to already have had yayin, has to already have the mizug, has to already have the mayim. And they ask another question that the Gemara and Shabbos and the Afayim Vav is before, that the shir saw for yayin is a roiver of yis, because that's how much yayin you use for a kodesh bracha. You add three chelke mayim, the three other quarters of the revius is what you add in mayim, and the amount of yayin mamish, the yayin chai that you use for the kodesh bracha is just a roiver of yis, and that's why it has a shir chashivos b'chayiv anaitzah on Shabbos. So as the Rosh Rabbeinu Yonah comes out the feet of Rif, that where we start Berachas HaMazon, all we have is our kais that's going to be machzik or revius is going to be a quarter full. It's going to be three quarters empty because I still have to add the water. And that's not a kais malay. It doesn't make sense to have a start benching Berachas HaMazon on a kais that's three quarters empty. And therefore the Rabbeinu Yonah brings down Shittas Rabbeinu Tam, and Tais Shabbos over there, and I involve, also brings down the Shita. It was Al-Derech HaRif, similar to the Rif, he learns up in the Gemara like the Rif, but he says that you do not start off with Yayin Chai Mamish. Our Gemara does not mean to be Yayin Chai Mamish. Yayin Chai means Mazik Loi Mazik, like we find by Betzayir Meir. It means to say that you don't finish the Mezigah, it's not fully Mazik. That you leave over a little bit, you didn't put in all the water. And then by Birchas Aretz, you add in that little bit of water to show the Shvach Aretz Yisrael, and then it'll be totally full. But beforehand also, we're not talking about that there's no water. Of course, you already put in a lot of water. You just didn't finish the Mezigah until the Birchas Aretz. And that's what Agamar means, Chai means it's not fully Mazug. And that's the halacha of course, you need to have the Mayim in the Kais. It has to be Mazug already in the Kais from the Tchilas Birchas HaMazon, like Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rosh ask. And talking about it just wasn't fully Mazug. And the Markevus HaMishnah and Hilchos Shabbos in Perek Chavtes Halacha Zayin, he's Miyashiv. He says in the Rambam, if you look in the Lashon of Rambam, the Rambam's Lashon is that Umoisif Ma'at Bebirchas Ha'aretz. It's before in the Rambam that you're not filling up like the Rishonim assumed. You're filling up three quarters of the Kais. You add a little bit that he says Einachanami. You don't need to have this shear of Raver Avias that we find. That's by Kiddush. But over here by Kodesh Brach, which we're talking about Birchas HaMazon, over there there's a Din Chai. And he says, well, you look in the Ram doesn't bring down the Din Chai by Kiddush in Perek Chof Test and Hilchos Shabbos. It's only a Din of Birchas HaMazon. And the Din Chai is Mechayiv, that you fill up the Kais Yayin Chai, and you leave a little bit, and you pour in a little bit water by Birchas HaAretz. So the Kais was really come out filled in the beginning, just like Shittas Rabbeinu Tam. It was full of Yayin Chai. And that's the halacha that somewhat mayim you have. That's the yishuv on the Gemara. That's the yishuv of the Rishonim's kasha from the Gemara. That you do have yayim, you do have mayim, you do have some sort of mezigah here. And he says that the Rosh Rabbi Yonah asked. It says im avorchin alav. The im avorchin the Rambam didn't learn means the Rif and the Rambam didn't learn it means the vorch birchas hamaz. It means you don't make the bir priyagofen on it, which is only later on. Dumi to the regular bra of kais. The regular kais, you don't make a bayir priya gofen or blazer holds until you put a mayim. The chum argue, but then moided at the bayir priya gofen on the kaisal bracha you make only when it's mazik. And ain't by the time you come to bayir priya gofen, the loche you already have the mayim that you put in by birchas ha'aretz. Now there's another pshat from the Tosfos Rabbeinu Yehuda by us. He says that maybe chai. He says a pshat that chai means afuki mevushal, that you shouldn't use yayim mevushal for a kaisal bracha. Comes out, we have six pshatim in the Gemara, we have two pshatim from Rashi, either that you should put into the kais chai, you shouldn't be moizik it before you put into the kais, or that you should take it directly from the chavis and it should be fresh. We have a pshat from Taisvis that it's going on the kais, that the kais should be shalem. We have a pshat from the Rif and the Rambam that you add in the water by Birchas HaAretz. The mezigah only happens later on, but the chai means that the tchilas Birchas HaMazon. We have a pshat from the Rabbeinu Tam, similar to the Rif, that's mozig vay mozig. Chai means mazig vay mazig, and that's going on the beginning of Birchas HaMazon. You finish the mezigah only by Birchas HaAretz. And then we set up a pshat from Rabbeinu Yehuda, that's afukei bevushal. Six pshatim in the din of Chai. The Gemara, on the Nun Aleph Amud Beis, toward almost by the end of the perek, the Gemara brings a memor from Rav Asi. Amar Rav Asi, ein mesichin al kaisal bracha. You're not allowed to talk on the kaisal bracha. Rashi says, once you pick up the kais levarich, you're not allowed to talk anymore. You should also add shivar till you finish benching. The halacha is you're not allowed to talk. So Rabbeinu Yehuda brings down that from Rabbeinu Tzarfas that this halacha that you're not allowed to talk is not only going on the mevarich; it's going on the people that are joining in the seam, and the people that are being yotze from this mevarich also nichal on this halacha of Rav Asi the emasichan al kishal bracha. And it seems to Rabbeinu Yehuda that he understands from Rashi not like this. Let's see, in the Lashon Rashi that we have, let's see exactly how you see a diak, but maybe he had a different gears a little bit in Rashi, and maybe there's a Vashvayis in Rashi that it's going on the Mavarach, the Afghan Mavarach has such a halacha. That's what seems like Rabbeinu Yehuda understood, and he brings there Rabbeinu Tzarfas, Rabbeinu Tzarfas hold that it goes on other people also. Also the people that have been Yotze the Bracha. And the Tor, in Sibbe Kuf Bei Gibel, also brings from Rashi that it's dafkin mevorich, leyaseach mevorich. Beisaisus bedayik this in the Torah, and he says the Torah seems to hold not like the Rabbanit Tzarfas. It seems like to understand that the halacha of ima sichan al kais is only on the mevorich himself. But he brings that Rabbeinu Yoina argues, and Rabbeinu Yerucham he brings that Rabbeinu Yerucham also holds that the halacha of ima sichan goes on other people also. And the Magen Avram in Sivkaton Yud brings down the Dina, even though the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Lashon HaTor, like Shitas Rashi, Magen Avraham says that you should be machmer like Rabbeinu Yoina, and Mishnah Berurah passes this way, and Tzivkat Malan Beis says, Nochel Nochel Shadevrayim, they're not only the Mavarach himself, but the other people in the Zimun, possibly other people that have been Yotze with him al Kaponim, also shouldn't talk while he's holding the Kais. Now if you look in the Mara Azuloi, it's a Kais on the bottom of the Lavush, he's Mazur, what's the Yisoid? What's the side of this halacha? What's the side of the din of Rav Asi of Ema Sichan HaKoyishal Bracha? And he explains that the side of is of Ema Virun Ala Mitzvahs. The Ema Virun Ala Mitzvahs seems that once you picked up the Koyishal Bracha, the Varech, to go and do the icing and other things, go talk and do other things, that's Kilo, you're going away from the mitzvah. So you Kilo, you're, there was already a schol of the mitzvah. By the time you picked up, like Rashi learned, Mishachsei Koyishal Bracha, there's a schol of the mitzvah, and by going and doing something else, that's not that would be called mima mavra ala mitzvah, to walk pushing going away from a mitzvah. So it could be that the machlokes, the Torah and the Rabbeinu Yoina, Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tzarfas, whether or not this halacha is on achirim, also it could be that the gabi the achirim, they don't have anything to do with the fact when someone picks up a kais, so that makes a scholar, he's already being maskel the birchas amazin. The other people that are being yotze with him, when he starts, they're going to be yotze. Till then, they didn't have any aschala. So klape them, maybe they don't pechlal dan with the fact that there was aschala, the aschala, the achzer b'kais, and that's why they don't have any problem, Rashi possibly holds, to go ahead and talk. They didn't start anything yet. They're not being mavered any mitzvah. Only the person himself that picked up the kais, so klape him, there was already aschala, birchas hamazayin, and he has the problem, ebavirin, ala mitzvah. Mashekin, the Rabbeinu Yoina holds it since they're being yotze with him, so they're nichlal the same way if he was already maschal he already had hachon of aschala the birchas hamazon, and they're also nichlal on that, and that's why they're also usher for them to talk because of the svara of ema virin ala mitzvahs.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an iyun shiur on any daf in shas, including Maror Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.